The idea was a long time getting organized. It actually came from a cousin of mine who worked in an institution who was listening to me complain about the industry. And he said, come and sing for my institutionalized people and see what it feels like. You know, you don't always have to associate money with performing. So it was not a marvelous evening, but it was clear to me what the need was. It became very, very clear. And so it was really his idea that began to blossom. And I kept in interviews like this when people would say, and what are you singing next, Mimi? And when is your next album coming out? And do you think you'll have a hit on the radio? For about a year, I remember saying, no, I don't. I'm not sure where my music is going. But I do have something else in mind. And I would talk a little bit about it. But if I hadn't continued talking about it, I think I never would have done it. So I finally talked myself into it. But it took some time to get it underway. And then after those initial visits, I began calling friends. And there were two girlfriends, in fact, who were free, had time on their hands. One had been an activist in the 60s and was an actress, and another who was then a young housewife. And they both had time and they both were interested and decided to help me.